The last 5.5 months have been a struggle for residents of the Mackenzie River corridor. After the Holiday Farm fire ravaged the area, winter brought floods, mudslides, and collapsing trees. But this weekend, three organizations converged on the town of Blue River to give a helping hand. KLCC's Brian Bull reports.
Meyer's General Store and Liquor Shop was more than a place to grab bread, locally grown kale, or a six-pack. Owner Melanie Stanley says it was a hub for the Blue River community.
It became like a town hall when we didn't have a town hall. It was the place where everybody knew they could come and they were safe and everybody felt welcome here.
On Labor Day, a wildfire erupted. It consumed 173,000 acres, including most of Blue River. Now the general store is a mound of warped metal and charred concrete. The loss cuts deep for Stanley.
A year ago, standing here, you would have seen the front facade of my building. A beautiful bench with two eagles on both ends that everybody sat on. people out front, because everybody just gathered here. Didn't matter what time of day, didn't matter any of that stuff. But now it's not that.
Like many Blue River residents, Stanley's not lying down and feeling sorry for herself. She's meeting with representatives and volunteers from several groups that came to help clean up. A pristine blue-top tent sticks out amongst the ruins that used to be the downtown. Here, volunteers are hurriedly assembling wheelbarrows for collecting debris. Paul Tyson is a volunteer with Love First, a grassroots nonprofit based in Springfield.
We're putting things together, getting it organized so that we can get to the task of hand cleanup of each foundation areas to look for things that owners may need or want. It's horrible seeing what people have gone through, but I also see a lot of wonderful people coming together to help out.
Love First Secretary Adam Berner says they've worked since September to alleviate the burdens of Holiday Farm fire survivors.
Clothing, food, we have temporary shelter that we can provide. They need a camper or a trailer, we can hook them up with resources. If they have a bill that needs to be paid, some of these other needs. But there's definitely work to be done in long term, and that's why we're here.
Another organization is Reach Out Worldwide, founded by the late actor Paul Walker of the Fast and Furious franchise. His brother, Cody Walker, is CEO of the group. He says with 50 volunteers, they'll clean about 10 lots in Blue River and save owners some hefty recovery costs.
We estimate about $30,000 to $35,000 per lot. So you're looking at $300,000, $350,000, yeah.
Walker says the effort is especially productive with volunteers and assistants from across the state.
We've got Oregonians coming in from the coast. We couldn't do it without the local community supporting us and helping us to identify different homeowners and different lots that we can clear to make the most of our time here. It's really cool to see people coming together.
The third group, Cascade Relief, is handling logistics. This includes working with state and federal agencies on the transport and disposal of waste materials like ash and asbestos. Mark Brooks is Cascade Relief Team President. He works with Reach Out Worldwide in getting people back on their property.
It's amazing how people say it's good to be home, even though that structure may be missing, the property is still something in that area, and being part of that community is still something that they consider being home, so it's amazing.
Part of reclaiming a sense of place is pushing on, says Melanie Stanley. Like other wildfire survivors around Blue River, she's helping the cleanup effort to facilitate the town's recovery. Pausing for a cigarette break, she looks over where her store used to stand. If all goes well, she figures it'll be rebuilt in a year.
I don't want it to look like every other convenience store. I want it to feel the same way that it felt to walk into it before. Homey and have character and like you're walking into the place that you've always known.
A familiarity that sounds as close to home as it gets. Brian Bull, KLCC News in Blue River.